Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mahendra Adhikari. I'm from Texas AgriLife Lubbock. The title of my talk today is Cotton Boll Susceptibility to Lygos Aspirus in Relation to Boll Age. U.S. is the second most cotton producing country in the world after China, and Texas is the number one cotton producing state in the United States. Here in this table, I like to say that the Lygos is the second pest after bollworm causing damage, which is about 0.83% each year. So here we can see the different, the damage made by the insect pest here, the cotton boll and bollworms 1.13%, Lygos causes 0.83%, stink bug causes 0.5%, and the thrips and so on. Lygos is the emerging pest of cotton in Texas high plains. It causes injury both on the balls and the squares, and which eventually cause aversion of the balls. If the maturing balls is caused, it may cause significant damage to the developing lint. I have two objectives here in my research. The number one is to find a threshold age of balls when insecticide is not required to control the box, and the second one is to understand the relationship between the boll age and potential Lygos injury. Here I'm showing, this is the boll, which is the injury caused by Lygos. The dark spots are the injury caused, and this is the field where we can see the some cases in the field, and these are the cuffs I picked up after the injury caused by the Lygos. Here is the methodology. Methodology consists of setting up five targeted cohort age groups ranging from 150 to 550. As you can see here, 150, 200, 300, 400, 550. In this research, I tagged the ball around 540, which I use for the control and uncertain control. Once the ball reaches the required heat unit, I release one adult bug per ball and allow to infest for 48 hours. And this is the picture I can show you here, how I get the ventilated cuff here. And these are the other cuffs that I put in the plant. Once I get the external and the internal injury, I pick the those bugs and observe the internal and external injury. External injury was counted on the basis of how many lesions are there on the ball, and the internal injury was observed cutting each ball open and how much lint and water in the carpet was the determination of the how much injury was caused by it. The penetrometer here, the penetrometer I used here was to measure the pressure required to penetrate the carpet wall. So here you can see the penetrometer which I used for measuring the pressure required to penetrate the carpet wall. And I measured the ball size and ball weight and recorded that. And that these are the external lesion caused by Lygos, and that this is the internal lint and water damage caused by the Lygos. Here is the result. On the x-axis, this is the age of the ball, 150, 200, to 550, and on the y-axis, percentage of the balls with external and internal injury. Here, the blue bars are the external injury. Here, from this slide, what we can see here, the ligase is causing damage at all ages, even at 550 heat units, there is a 50% damage caused by the ligase. However, internal injury is, as we can see here, it's declining sharply here, and once it gets to 350 heat units, it almost gets to the non-significant, very minimal. This is the data of 2007. Let's go to the next year data. It has got the similar trend nearly, and the external damage caused by ligase is almost the same as the 2007. So here you, at 550 heat units, the percent damage is caused around 60%. And if we see the internal damage after 350, there is not appreciable damage there. So from this both year data, what we can see here is the 350 heat unit cut off point for ligase being able to damage the balls. This slide, I'm showing the relationship between ball weight and ball size and weight in relation to ball age. Here on the x-axis, this is the ball size, ball age, and on y-axis, ball size and ball weight. We can see here the both the ball size and ball weight is increasing sharply until the 350 heat unit, and after that, ball size declines slightly, and ball weight declines slightly, and ball size stays the same. Let's see the 2008 data. It has got almost the same trend, and we can see from the 100 on the x-axis, as we have been seeing the ball age. So at the beginning, at 150 till 350, both the ball size and the ball weight has been increasing sharply, and after that it stabilizes. So from this both here data, what we can see is that 350 heat unit is the physiologically important phase for the ball development. And what we can say from this data that 350 is the consistently critical age for the diminishing ligase damage. Here, this is the slide for ball size and pressure required to penetrate the carpet wall. Here, as we have been seeing, the ball size is increasing until 350. And this bar, the force required to penetrate the carpet wall is increasing positively. Regression analysis. This is the relationship between the, on the x-axis, the pressure and the number of carpet wall caused by the internal damage caused by the ligase. Here, these are the 5 points I took for this regression analysis. So this is 150, 250, 300, 400, 500. As we can see here, lesser the heat unit, the more the number of damage. So more the when the ball matures, when the heat unit increases, the number of internal damage decline gradually or sharply. So here, for this regression analysis, I just used the up to 450 heat unit because there was no any damage after 450. So we have got this graph, and here this equation, ball are safe from the ligase once the pressure required to puncture the carpet wall is equal or greater than 0.69 pound per square feet. In summary, ligand receptors could cause external lesion on the ball throughout the ball development. Hesperus, ligand Hesperus generally doesn't cause internal damage when they are older than 350 heat unit. Pressure required to puncture the carpet wall increased significantly when the pressure material passed 250 heat unit. Cotton are safe from ligus when approximately 0.69 pound per square feet of the pressure is required to puncture the wall. At the last, I'd like to acknowledge the funding support by CI State Support Program for this research, and I'd like to thank the help provided by staff and students of the Lava Cotton Entomology Program. Thank you, everyone. I'm ready to pick up the question.
Dr. Green?
This is this time I did the lab bug. Yes. I starve about 24 hours. I'm doing different way. Maybe next time I might do, I might make a longer, 72 hour. So this is the one I decided this may be ideal to work, this time. So next time I will be doing different way, different length of duration.
We still have time for a question or two. Anybody else?
Because there is no damage after 450 heat unit, so I'm taking just up to 400. But I think that's good. That's what I just thought.
This is something I probably just missed in the presentation. But where on the bowl did you use that penetrometer?
Where on ball? In the ball, I use middle and both sides, three part of the ball, each ball.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.